USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is back to work in Washington, D.C., and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin are working on what they're calling a slimmed-down version of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is having no part of it, claiming that most of his constituents won't support it.
Our colleagues are reportedly cooking up $1 trillion in massive tax hikes on things like small businesses and domestic energy. When you tax something, Mr. President, you get less of it. That's the way it works. I don't know many Kentuckians who think America needs fewer small business jobs or less American energy.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, President Biden is welcoming the President of Mexico to the White House, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The price of gas is continuing its decline across the nation.
The national average for a gallon of regular has fallen over the past several weeks by 34 cents after edging above $5 a gallon. Some states have experienced nearly 50 cent declines. According to an analysis by The Hill using AAA data, the greatest declines took place in the South and Midwest. Indiana and Florida leading the way, followed by Ohio, Wisconsin, and Texas. The drop in price doesn't necessarily mean cheaper gas. The 5 states with the lowest averages are South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new mutation of the coronavirus Omicron variant is being detected on the West Coast, and it's said to be very infectious. The new variant, called BA.2.75, seems to produce symptoms similar to the earlier varieties, such as a sore throat, runny nose, and cold-like symptoms. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Japan is bidding a somber farewell to its longest-serving prime minister. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
With much of the country still in disbelief, Japan on Tuesday said farewell to Shinzo Abe, a political figure who dominated politics in that country as its longest-serving premier. He was gunned down at a campaign rally last week.
Some of the museums and schools that have received around $15 million in grants from the American Rescue Plan plan to use part of that money for social justice programming. Georgia Republican Congressman Jody Heiss says that he believes the funds should be used to recover from COVID.
Well, there is no explanation. The only explanation is that this administration and this radical Democratic Party willing to use the hard-earned tax dollars of American citizens in order to push their radical agenda.
Pre-trial hearings in the sentencing of the Parkland, Florida school shooter are resuming today. Nicholas Cruz's defense team is looking to limit the evidence prosecutors will be allowed to show during the death penalty trial. Cruz shot and killed 17 students and teachers at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.